The majority of state contracts are still in limbo, but the Joint Committee on Employment Relations okayed an agreement affecting 3,200 probation and parole officers in the state's largest union. Legislators also gave a thumbs up to a two-year contract for University of Wisconsin academic staff and faculty. Those state workers won't get a raise this year. They can expect a 1.5% boost next year, but will have to help pay for health insurance. Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer notes this breaks new ground.
It is really a big deal to go to a three-tiered health care plan. And state employees have stepped up to the plate. They've been part of the solution to get Wisconsin's fiscal house back in order.
That praise did not prevent union leaders from criticizing the contract their members approved earlier. Frank Emspach represents UW teachers and staff. He says having to pay for health insurance and delaying a pay increase hurts academic staff. They're generally lower paid and have no tenure.
Between the 0% and the copay for the insurance, the net result is that the people who earn the least are going to suffer the most.
Other academic staff, like Janice Sizen, are unhappy the contract does not include health benefits for domestic partners.
Madison has lost at least three prominent faculty, two from a top-ranked department, due to this hole in the compensation package. It's an equity issue.
Employment Relations Secretary Karen Timberlake says the state offered domestic benefits in exchange for a pay cut, but the union said no.
This is no reflection of our support for the issue. It's just the reality of the situation that this is not the biennium that we're going to be able to put new dollars behind that benefit. We hope to be able to do that in the next biennium.
Another big hurdle is getting majority Republicans to change their position against domestic benefits for state workers. A union representing teaching assistants is receptive to the state's offer of domestic benefits for lower pay, but TAs refuse to chip in as much as the state wants for health insurance. No new talks have been scheduled. And contract negotiations with the remaining units in the state's largest union are on hold. Executive Director Marty Beal avoids using the word stalemate. He says negotiations with the state are on hiatus.
Is there acrimony? No, there's no acrimony. Is there hollering and screaming at this point? No, there's no hollering and screaming.
Beal says health care is just one of the sticking points for the remaining 23,000 state employees without a contract. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.